This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Day two of our January 2024 Game Fish and Parks Commission. We've got a few things left on this morning's item, and we're going to jump right to it as we have snow issues all over the state. So we want to get folks out of here if we can in a timely manner. Up first, Parks and Recreation Staff Division Awards. We have Jeff Van Meter in with us. Welcome, sir.
Welcome, Madam Chair, Commissioners, and Secretary Rolick. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about this. This is exciting.
Recording in progress.
Parks Director Jeff and me right now. So back in mid-December, we hosted our annual Parks Division meeting with all of our staff. And at that time is when we award those folks. So these awards have already been given out. But I wanted to take the opportunity to kind of showcase these to you folks as well. So we'll get going here. All right, we have two award winners, or award of appreciation winners. And the first one goes to Jim Henning. Jim has been our park manager at Gooder State Park since its inception, about 2015, 2016, and came on. Jim, just a really super dedicated park manager, shows exceptional dedication and commitment to the conservation and management of the park, making it a true haven for both nature enthusiasts, but also local tribal communities. And that's kind of Jim's hallmarks. He's got a great working relationship with the tribal folks that were very much a part of the creation of Gooder State Park. We value that. He's got strong relationships with them. He's got a very inclusive approach. He's got a respect for their cultural heritage, and that's resulted basically in a great partnership. So we really appreciate that. In addition to that, Jim and his staff also oversee about 50 to 60 volunteers that really help run Gooder State Park. We have two staff there. It's a 7-day-a-week operation. So without volunteers, that park would not run. So Jim does a great job. They have all kinds of get-togethers, fun. That's a big part of making those volunteers experience work. And they've had a lot of folks that have been with them since the start of the park as well. So we very much appreciate what Jim's done there. So thank you, Jim. Next, award of appreciation goes to District Conservation Officer John Murphy. John is the epitome of a law enforcement officer and what we love to have working in our parks. He not only uses our parks, but he's in our parks all the time. John has done just an awesome job of assembling his team to for our conservation officers, parks law enforcement is kind of a new thing. And John just grabbed the bull by the horns and dealt with it, and he's got his staff in our parks all the time. He's had several interesting situations that have resulted in our parks that he's investigated. He's just taken the lead on all that stuff. He stops in and talks to staff. One of the newest things he started was a Warden's Wednesday team call with all staff, not only just the conservation officers, park staff as well. And it gives them an opportunity to just kind of talk about things that are going on in the parks, and he's just been a real leader. If we could clone John and have him work in all the parks in all the state, we'd really have a great situation there. But John does a great job, as do many of the other officers in our parks. So wanted to give him an award of appreciation as well. Next one is our Seasonal of the Year Award, which went to Tom Zur this year from the Mobridge area. Tom was a former school teacher. He's worked for us since 2007, first starting as a campground attendant, and then in 2013 he took on the campground supervisor job. Tom works the graveyard shift every weekend. He's working those nightly shifts. He has to deal with all the people that that like to stay up and party, but he does a great job. Many of those people are his former students, so he still has some control over those folks. So anyway, he has fun with it. You know, in addition to that, though, he's also got some real skills with the maintenance. He helps the guy who's out pour concrete up there with various projects, but he also was very instrumental in a in setting up a multi-layer archery shooting platform and an archery course up there. So just being an avid archer himself. He also was instrumental in setting up a butterfly garden for the park, so he's got a variety of interests, which we really like to see, and just bringing those talents and interests into the park just helps the park. So excited for Tom to be part of, or to receive this award this year. The next award is our Volunteer of the Year Award, and this went to John and Sue Hefner. John and Sue Hefner are the volunteers at Peace Creek Recreation Area. They've been there for 10 years. Peace Creek is a very, very popular fishing destination on Lake Francis Case. It's packed every weekend. We have a small boat ramp there of 35 stalls, and we have generally over 100 people there. So one of Tom's jobs is to become a parking lot control specialist. And he does that every weekend. Interesting story here. I'm going to read this to you. Last year, John and Sue's dedication to Peace Creek shined the brightest. John, this came from the nomination. John was fighting with what he believed to be a sinus headache. There were some parts of his duties he was not able to do, and Sue, his wife, willingly took them over. After weeks of battling the headache and several doctor's appointments later, John discovered that it was not a sinus headache, but instead it was brain bleed. So John was rushed to Sioux Falls and underwent two back-to-back brain surgeries. When he woke up from his second surgery, John's first question for his doctor was, when can I go fishing? John also likes to fish, too. So that's what makes that's really what makes it special. When our volunteers have kind of a connection with the park they're volunteering in, you don't go to Peace Creek generally unless you like to fish. There is a really cool horse trail there, too, but John likes to fish, so, and the neat part of that, too, is he can talk the lingo with the folks that use that area. He's also an expert at unplugging the fish cleaning station, which is a regular occurrence up there, just because of all the fish that go through that thing. So, anyway, we're happy for John, and we're happy to award him with that award. Our next recipient is our Teamwork Award. Scott Simpson kind of spoke about this a little bit yesterday. With his presentation of last year's accomplishments. For the first year, we hosted some advanced training March 6th through 9th up at Spring Creek Recreation Area. Kind of an offshoot of our RTEC program where we trained staff in specific skills. This time we brought them on site, and you can kind of see by the pictures there, they worked on four different cabins up there doing remodeling inside and outside. It was snowing at the time, it was fairly cold. We had about two dozen staff up there. There was four people that were very instrumental in putting this together. Shane Swenson, the local park manager, Bailey Beegler, who's the assistant park manager, Mark Crawford, who's actually from the northeast part of the south state. He's our building maintenance specialist. He is a former tradesperson himself, built homes for a living. And then Jason Cox as well, comes with a ton of skills. And those two guys, along with Shane and Bailey, really set the program up. You know, the goal was primarily to train staff on hands-on construction. But in addition to that, you know, as you can imagine, we got to have a little fun with that too. And that's where Shane and Bailey really came into play. But the outcome of that was we got some real work done on timely work done on some cabins up there that needed to get an infusion of staff and work done on them so we could have them ready to go for rentals this last year. So that's what happened up there. We're very happy to give those folks that Teamwork Award. A second Teamwork Award we gave out this year went to this group of folks. We've got a great working relationship in our Parks Division with most of our fisheries crews around the state, and particularly Kyle Potter, Keith Kerrigan, and Carter Connect, along with the other park staff there, Chris Corder, Forrest Chapman, Doug Bose, Caitlin Mann, and Paul. I'm going to struggle with that name. I remember that sledgehammer. It's not sledgehammer. I'm not even going to say it. And then Ryan Rainer, the local district supervisor. They've been really working on providing better access to some of our fishing areas, not only to shore fish, but in this case also to access a parking lot. This is a little small fishery boat ramp area south of the pier on the Missouri River called Fort George. Kind of a nasty little terrain area where it drops right off down into the river. And we have a lot, when the fishing is going on, especially in the fall, we get a lot of folks there. And we need to provide a better path or walkway to the parking lot or the overflow area. And that's what this crew did. In addition to that, though, they've been doing other things around the state. They've provided some outstanding shoreline fishing access pods on Lake Louise as well, over by Miller. So just happy to be working with those guys. It's neat when staff comes together and can do these things together, benefiting basically our customers. So this next award is really kind of cool. This is our Innovative Programming Award. This goes all over every year. Sometimes it's something somebody built. In this case, it goes to Brad Nelson, the park manager at Rocky Point. Brad was extremely instrumental in organizing a Wounded Warrior antelope hunt this past year. I'm gonna read some of this stuff just from the nomination because I think it's important for you to hear this and understand what all happened there. Rocky Point Recreation Area recently hosted a profound Wounded Warrior archery antelope hunt from September 13th through the 18th, so several days. The event made possible through the collaboration with Wounded Warriors in Action Foundation, South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, and generous adjoining landowners and volunteers, offered four deserving Purple Heart recipients the opportunity to engage in hunting, fishing, and relaxation. Each evening, local fishing and hunting clubs provided hearty meals, with the final night featuring a memorable feast courtesy of Bunky's Barbecue. While the hunt yielded a single antelope, the participants cherished the numerous close encounters and unforgettable memories created during this extraordinary event. You know, these events don't just happen. They take a lot of behind-the-scenes work, and that's where Brad really shines. Brad has a great working relationship with his local community and a lot of the sportsman's groups there. I'm just going to continue on reading some of this. There's a lot of arm twisting to get volunteers begging for money from local businesses and organizations when fingers and crossing your fingers and hoping everything comes together. Brad and the rest of the volunteers were able to secure land for the Wounded Warriors to hunt on. We're grateful to those private landowners that offered up their land. Lined up a guide service who donated their services and horses for a spot and walk, spot and stalk antelope hunt. They lined up boats and were able to take guys on a guided walleye fishing trip on the lake. Brad was able to talk to High Plains anglers in the center of the nation. Sportsman's Club and donating meals. He worked on getting t-shirts made for the event, lined up transportation to and from the airport and around the area for their hunts. Brad plans to make this an annual event. One may ask how these things get started. By Brad simply building relationships with the local community as well as people associated with the Wounded Warrior Program. A true grassroots effort that we should all be proud of. So, hats off to Brad. Brad is the guy in the center up there getting the plaque there. And that was the one antelope they shot, so pretty cool. Our last award went to Willie Colligan. Most of you know Willie. He's our Northeast Regional Supervisor. Really happy to give this award to Willie this year. Known Willie for over 30 years. Fact is, he worked for me as a seasonal 30-some years ago. So that's been a long time. You know, Willie's been a long-term district supervisor at Angostura. When the regional manager position came open in the Northeast, I was really super excited to see him apply. Excited not only for the division, for the operations team, but most of all for the region, who really wanted and needed a proven leader. Three words come to mind when I think about Willie that kind of describe him. One is he's tenacious. When Willie commits to doing something, he gets it done. He doesn't back down. Secondly, he's knowledgeable. Willie is a researcher. He has an uncanny ability to retain a lot of information that he's picked up over life's journeys, and he's just great at that stuff. And then lastly, he's a calculated risk taker. Willie can always be counted on to deal with problems or an issue and look at it from a different perspective. He is also first to stand in line to try something new and go through the process so that it can maybe be used in the division. He enjoys risk and is not afraid to try something new. And especially if it falls in the realm of creating efficiencies. This last year, Willie has been involved in a number of division-level tasks that speak to the words I used to describe him. These efforts include the Fort Sisseton Master Plan, shepherding that along, hiring a building maintenance specialist position for the region that remodeled the Lina Lodge and is in the process of building a new modern cabin at Pickerel Lake with park staff. You know, we typically hire a contractor to build those. We knew what the bid estimate was, so we thought, let's try to build this ourselves. So they're in the process of doing that right now. They got it all enclosed, and we're hoping to save a significant number of dollars there. Number three, he's been a leader in promoting Cartograph, which is a software program that staff uses to maintain our capital assets. His region is the leader on that. Four, he works with staff to market Roy Lake Lodging, which was a new venture for us, and we took that over from our concessionaire. Five is he did a simple thing, a small thing, but a huge thing, and that was he updated our division procedure manual. And then lastly, he created, with the help of Commissioner White, in putting a unique land transfer and exchange together to dissolve the Department of Encroachment issue up at Lake Byron. So really happy to award Willie of this Distinguished Service Award, very deserving. He's a leader, not only in his region, but also at our operations table. So he's always been a good team player. We're happy for all these award recipients. We don't take it lightly. I don't take it lightly. I have great staff, great park staff, and Willie's just, Willie and all the other folks we acknowledge here are just some many of them. We could give out a lot more awards, but got limited at some point. So I guess with that, I would take any questions from the commission, Madam Chair, or comments.
Any questions or comments from the commission? I would just say it sounds like and looks like you have a very talented and dedicated staff, and congratulations to all of them.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
With that, we'll move on to the next